Hello, little stars. Today I'm going to read Shumba's Big Adventure. Shumba was the naughtiest lion cub in the whole of Africa. When he was meant to be getting his ears washed, he was always off climbing trees and falling out of them. When he was meant to be sleeping, he was chasing things that usually ended up chasing him. When he was supposed to be sitting with his mum, dad, brothers and sisters, watching the sunset, Shumba liked to play games. One night, Shumba sneaked away to look for some fun. His mum had told him never to go near the road, so that, of course, is where he went. First, he was nearly run over a truck, then a donkey cart only just missed him, then something even worse happened. A man with a big net scooped him up. "Let me go," cried Shumba. "I want my mum." The man laughed. "Here, drink this special water, little lion cub, and when you wake up, you will be in a new home." Shumba was so thirsty that he drank the whole jug. "But I don't want a new home," he said sleepily. "I love my own home." Then his eyes shut and he began to snore. When Shumba woke up, he was alone in the dark. First he thought his family had gone out hunting and forgotten him. Then he remembered the man with the big net. He sat up and sniffed the air. Shumba tried to walk, but his nose banged cold bars. He peered through the bars. "You're on a ship," said the monkey in the cage next door. "That's what humans call a floating house." "When can I go home?" asked Shumba. "You can't," said the monkey. "We are all prisoners going to the zoo." He waved a paw at the crates on the deck. Shumba could see the shapes of other animals. A tear rolled down his face. He wanted to be with his mum. When morning came, a person with a long mane like his dad unlocked his cage. She was called Emma and she was kind. "Poor little lion cub," Emma said. "You don't know what's happening, do you? Don't worry, I promise I'll find a way to save you." She closed the door again. "Right, one bowl of cat food coming up." Shumba didn't want to eat. The ship kept rolling under his paws and making him feel sick. For the next few weeks, things went from bad to worse. He couldn't stretch his legs or play. Instead, he had to listen to the sad cries of all the other animals. Two gorillas, parrots, a zebra, a python, a dolphin, two elephants, and some monkeys. It grew colder. Emma brought Shumba a blanket, but it didn't help. He longed to snuggle up to his mum's spotty belly. One afternoon, there was a big crash. Shumba fell flat on his face. The parrot squawked. The sailors rushed around. "We're sinking," cried one, but the ship wasn't sinking. It was stuck on some rocks. The sailors were so busy blaming each other that they didn't notice that the gorilla's crate was broken. Before you could say bananas, the gorillas were out on deck, pounding their chests. The sailors dived off the ship in fright. Only Emma was not afraid. She unlocked all the cages. "We're close to England," she told the animals. "If you make it, you'll be free." Shumba tried to be brave like his dad. He wanted to be free very much. Shumba jumped into the sea. It was freezing. The elephants made such a big splash, it sounded as if a bomb had gone off. Soon the water was full of swimming animals. Shumba found it hard to keep his head above the waves. Luckily, the kind dolphin gave him a ride to the shore. The animals set off to explore. Soon they came to a noisy town. Shumba didn't like all the crowds, so he hid in a bush. The others were having a wonderful time. Through a shop window, Shumba saw the the gorillas chomping bananas. The cheeky monkeys rode around on trolleys and threw eggs. The zebra followed a woman down the street. She was wearing black and white stripes, just like him. The elephants went for a bath in the swimming pool. Five police cars raced down the street. They captured the gorillas and monkeys and rounded up the elephants and zebra. Shumba crawled into a garden. A little girl found him. She took him into her kitchen and fed him bread and milk, and a tin of tuna fish, and a roast chicken, and some scones and cream. Shumba was so full that he was thinking of having a nap. Before he could lie down, there was a terrible screech. It was the girl's mum. "There's a man-eating lion in our kitchen," she shrieked. Shumba tried to explain that he was quite nice, really, but she called the police. The little girl cried as Shumba was driven away. So did Shumba. His African home seemed a long, long far away. Shumba was moved to a zoo where it rained almost every day and sometimes it snowed. As Shumba shivered, people threw things at him and took photos. One day, Emma came to see him. She had a plan to rescue the animals. "You're going home," she told Shumba. She collected the elephants, gorillas, monkeys, camel and zebra and put them all on a plane to Africa. They dropped the gorillas in the jungle and the camel in the desert. The monkeys swung from the trees in the African bush. Shumba was the last to leave the plane. "What if my family has forgotten about me?" he asked Emma. But she told him that mothers like elephants never forget. It was true. When they reached his home, Shumba's mum and his brothers and sisters were waiting. "Where have you been?" asked his mum. "I've searched high and low, far and wide for you. I've never stopped looking." Then Shumba's dad came home and was very happy to see his boy. Shumba had never had so many cuddles and licks in all his life. He told his family about the ship, the kind dolphin, the monkeys and the zoo where he was cold and lonely. He told them about Emma who'd set him free. Then the lion family moved to a secret place where no humans could ever go and the only sound is birds. When Shumba grew up, he had a family of his own. Every evening they would sit together and watch the sunset. His children loved to hear about his adventures, but they all agreed that there was no place like home. Thank you for listening to me, little stars.